you lose the sun at 40 miles?
No, we didn't. There was we'd come for like maybe 2 or 3 minutes every day. I mean, it was gone all but that time. Mm-hmm. But we never did lose it completely. We always saw it every day. I think towards the shortest day, I think maybe we could see it for a minute. But we always had it. I guess the bluffs and stuff were just in the right spots, so you know where it would, mm-hmm. where it come between the bluffs.
Why don't you describe to me some of the people that you used to know when you lived on the river? You mentioned the Swedes.
Okay. Well, they were up there. They had the men were there before we went up on the river, and they had been up on Charlie River. They had been there. They were trappers. There was, I think, two Alaska men, and then there was the two Swede men, and they had been trapping up on Charlie River. And then when the women came, the two women came with the, they had a little girl and a little boy. Each one had a little girl and the other one had a little boy. And when they came was when they moved from up on Charlie River, they moved down to the roadhouse, you know, so that the women would have more room because the cabins that they were living in on Charlie River were so small. And also, the kids took correspondence course. And when they first came, the little boy was, I think, 9 or 10 months old. And the little girl probably was 6 or 7. But the kids didn't know any English of any kind. But, you know, it didn't take them very long to learn. And, of course, the little girl got correspondence course from Juno, and she did really well in school. They had a teacher that, what they called an advisory teacher, that sent her tapes, and they talked back and forth in Swedish and then in English. That was how she taught her English, which I thought was real interesting.